Beginn der Korinth darf man sich, dass jemand darf nun sein, beginn noch mit Beis, beginn zum Master, beginn los der Gemara, Elam HaRabba, rather Rabba says, Nois and Sheva Lamat, on the Shem Par, what you do is that you spray the seven bloods of the bull on the bottom, V'chayis M'lois and Achaz HaMal V'chol, then you gotta do the one of above of the Sar, and then the Sheva Lamat afterwards. Now, a secondary question that comes up, what's bothering Taisis is that, wait a second, the fact that the bloods are mixed together, and it's already after the bloods that have already been sprayed from the par, lamala. So first Taisis says, what's with the fact that you have more blood of the bull than that of the sar? So Taisis says, that's not a problem. The oilin, anything that's put on top of the mizbeach, including the hazoy sadam, inum avat and zezer, not avat one or the other. So though there's more blood of the bull, that's not a problem. But then Taisis addresses another question. But what's with the fact that you have the damim of the par only of lamata, because you already did the lamala, in contrast, the sar has some blood of lamala in it. So Taisis answers, says, "Well, you can't compare with the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Ayin Tesvim based on the ton lamala and seven ton lamato. That if you have blood that's supposed to be put on the upper part of the zveh, they got mixed with the blood that goes on the lower part. The Svila Rabban Rabbi Yehazar that the Rabban of Rabbi Yehazar that they disagreed and they hold Yishpachan Lam has to be spilled out into the canal because." They're different places. One's supposed to go up top, one's supposed to go in the bottom. Not like Beleza holds it. You could do either one, and it's not a problem. Now, here also, specifically this case that we're discussing, where you already did the Achas Lamala of the Par, you only have the Shev Lamata, mixing with the Sar that has from it Lamala, that should be a problem. So it says, no, the Yishlami, you could say, is the Shani Hacha, here it's different, because Nihid Hashta, because you're right, although, be here La Achas Anit and Lamala, the Par, that once you did already the one above of the bull. Havlan to Lamala, so then you have it's the blood of the Sar that's supposed to be put on the top, Shin Samen to Lamata, which is mixed up with the blood of the bull that's only supposed to be put on the bottom. But Makamakam still giving the Mikari Hin Shavim, since from an inception, they were the same because Par and Sar both have Achaz Lamala v'Shev Lamata. So I feel the Rabban, Rabbi Eliezer, that they disagree when you have Lamala and Lamata mixed together. Might Hacha here would agree the Yitain that you could put the blood of the Sar Lamala. V'Royani Dama Par Lamala Ki Lamayim, and that I see the blood of the bull that's mixed with it as if it was water. In contrast, by the Inzvachim, that there is no time when the bloods, which are supposed to be in the bottom, supposed to be on top, and top and supposed to be in the bottom. That's where they hold it's a problem. But over here, they would agree that it's not a problem. Turn next says Matzah. Begin the words of the Gemara. Nisin v'chayzim nisin v'chayzim nisin. Since you mix up the two cups, you don't know which is the par, which one the sar, which one should be first, which one second. So you do it once, twice, and three times, which you do on the third time, the number one again, because either way you'll have the par before the sar. Now Pesach Rashi explains. And v'chayin behechel. So too, you got to do three times. These bloods that you mixed up with the cups in the hechel. Now, mashma, it sounds like from Rashi, the Arinami bin Nisar b'kaisa 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 b'kaisa. Sounds like that we're told about where it got mixed up before you even did the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then they're saying that the same thing would apply in the hechel. So it's a b'kaisa, but that's difficult, because Amin l'kama b'perik in the Gemara says later on the perik, the sar sheshachter kod matan da mishal par, if the higot was slaughtered before you did the gifts of the blood of the par, it's not supposed to be. You're supposed to do the matan of the par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then slaughter the sar and do the same thing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then do both of them in the hechel. If you did the shechit of the sar before the matan mishal par, you haven't done anything. And in this case, if you have both cups mixed together before you do kodesh kodesh, let me say you shechted the sar before you did the matan zadam of the par with nayv l'fim. So the rabbi says, "Yeshem, what you can say is a little arab l'fnayv l'fnim el b'heichel." You're right. We're not talking about the way Rashi makes it sound like they were doing that the cups got mixed up l'fnayv l'fnim. It's only they got mixed up in the heichel. Then he says, "Matzav to begin with the gemara iridam apalu techdam asar." You mix the blood of the bull together with the blood of the higot. So this is tame. It's a wonder. It's well known. Obviously, the bull is a huge animal, has more blood than that of a higot. Ella, but says the Gemara, so how are we mixing the bloods together? Obviously, there's no problem that those that go on, whatever goes on the mizbeach, there's no nullification. Now, but Taisis is bothered. It says, but bekimin the iridam paalo techa masar, since the wording that we just said in the Gemara is that what you do is you mix the blood of the bull into the blood of the higot. So the blood of the higot is stationary. You're mixing the blood of the bull into that. Imkain, if that's the case, ibcha havalamim. The Gemara should have said the opposite, meaning it should have said like this: the avik of the dam pam rub, although the blood of the bull is the majority, but havalamim. We should have said what? Not that the sars can be bottled in the par because it has less. No. Having the name in the reaching bottle, we should have said that actually the blood of the bull is going to be bottle, because as you're pouring in the blood of the bull into the blood of the higot, as you're pouring it in, it's being nullified every drop. Kedam perek bas the mesech of zolik. It says in the last perek, the zodav and gimel and alf. Hamara yain nesach mechavis labar. If you're pouring in yain nesach, which is prohibited from a barrel into the pit, afal kolyam kuli, even the entire day. So you obviously have way more yain nesach than the kosher wine. But rishon bottle, every drop as it falls in is going to be nullified into the majority of the kosher wine in the pit. And Ella, but then that's what the Gemara should have said over there. Of course, whatever's put on the mezbech, and the bottle's there, it's not a problem. But why are you saying that you would have thought the sour is bottled? To the contrary, you should have said that the power would have been bottled. So it says, what you can say is like this. But there is a manda amen that says over there. The daf kama ar mepit tzartzur. It told me if you're pouring from a small little flask. The lay nefesh amudi, which does not have a huge flow. But if it's from a barrel, which has a huge flow, then we wouldn't say that it would become bottled. So therefore, we couldn't have said that over here, the power would become bottled. And the filman da amen, even according to the one who says, afil mechavis the nefesh amudi, that even from a barrel, which has a huge flow. But even that madam, if you're pouring from something that has a bigger flow than that of the opening of a barrel, he would agree that you wouldn't say as the drops are coming out, they're being nullified. And here you're pouring straight from the bowl, which obviously has a wider spout, it's the whole bowl, than just the opening of a barrel. So therefore, everyone would agree, not like we're asking here, that it should be that the dam of the par would be bottled. If anything, we were only thinking that maybe the blood of the sar would have been bottled. Next says Masel to begin with the word the Gemara Tanya Dlei Kashanun. Now we have a price that says not like we answered. Jesus comes to explain that why couldn't we have brought two other brises that also hold that Loima Arvin Lekranis, that we don't mix for the corners. Which Jesus says Achadam have a Masel Asuya Brisa the Ma'ir Betzalach and Pek Breshamir. Truth is the Gemara could have brought a brisa. Because we had to have a minute to say that everyone agrees that you mix it together. We're saying, no, obviously we see that this machlik is between these two opinions. But the truth is, we could have brought another braisa of, in Zvachim Daf Membeiz Mabeiz, of Perek HaKamitzutim, and Achaz Abtezai Mabeiz, where it says, Arbom, B'Shabash Al Yom Kippurim, that there's 47 sprays on Yom Kippurim. Void Ma'isei Asim Braisa, the Tanya Arbom, B'Shmoinish Yom Kippurim, there's 48 sprays on Yom Kippurim. Where you have to say that those brises hold that you don't mix the bloods together before you're spraying the corners of Mizbeach, because any other way you wouldn't have had the number 47 or 48. And that's actually what the Gemara says over there, the Eim Armel Kranis. So obviously everyone doesn't hold, so why couldn't you bring those brises? So Stai says, yeah, but you're right. But we prefer to bring this brise, that Rabbi himself, who we're discussing his opinion, is mentioned. And Hashem Askin that Rabbi Yehonasan Ema Arvin that Rabbi Yehonasan holds that you don't mix them together. It's only Rabbi Yehonasan. But then it says it's a wonder because the Perek is a Benoy Chul Daf Ayin Tesam Alaf. I mean the Gemara tells us Rabbi Yehonasan Masavkele. Rabbi Yehonasan is not sure. Yichoshin Lazera Av Oyloi. When you're discussing the animal, do you go based on the seed of the father to say Oisav Es Benoy that the prohibition of doing the child and the parent the same day or not? Now. That's the suffix Rabbi Yehuda has. Now, if you do say like that sad, like that option, that we are concerned for the seed of the father, so that means Rabbi Yehuda is just like Chananya over there, who says we are concerned for the seed of the father. The problem is, Chananya holding Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need oi to separate. Because they come out like the Gemara says over there. And even without oi, we would not say it means together. If that's the case, Rabbi Yehuda say Menachas of Chabezim and Alf. You take from the blood of the bull and the he goat and you put on the corners of the mizbech, etc. And he wants to say from there, you see, dimin b'minuli bottle, that since they're both types of blood, so therefore, there's no nullification. Now, the whole limit of Yehuda, the dam, is not mevatel dam. It's coming because you mix the bloods together when you put on the corners. But keeping this really could be innocent. But since, at least according to that side of the subject that he has, he would hold it could be innocent, it became imar from the corners. Because Rins holds, as we're just pointing out here in our tesis, that you don't mix for the corners. The Shlomo tesis, what you could say is, no, you're right. Nehid Rabbi Yehonasan Lidosh Achas, although Rabbi Yehonasan does not expound, meaning he agrees Rabbi Yehonasan's principle, but there's another word here that our sugya brings, because Rabbi Yehonasan, in addition, does not expound the word Achas, which would tell us that although generally, let's say, you would not say, but here you would say it was different because of Achas, so, although Rabbi Yehonasan also does not expand Achas, that's only one time, which means obviously you have to mix it beforehand. Rabbi Yehuda, Darash Achas, except Marvin. Rabbi Yehuda, in addition, expands the word Achas, which says that you should mix them together. And therefore, it's no difficulty that how he could hold Rabbi Yehonasan's opinion. At the same time, he would say that here it's different because of the word Achas. Now, what is a wonder is a mikes of Rabbi Yenison. But why does Rabbi Yenison himself hold today ma'arvin that you don't mix together? As Tais explains, Nehidoli Darsh Achas, as we just said, although he, let's say, doesn't expound the word Achas to say it's only got to be one time. But from the fact it says, from the blood of the bull and blood of the he goat, name him Arvin, we should say that itself should tell us that you mix them together. Because the Amin Perish Tame is Gmarsin, the Nagan of Tali Gal Murav, the Rabbianisin, according to Binsin, the Itzel Mechtab Gabin Sachem. For the fact that I had to say by the libations, Minabakar, Oiminatsoin, what that Doloi Tame, that you shouldn't have to say it, Kim the Sibbe Yakasin says, Rabbi Minabakam, that's Oin. So you see, because Kimand the Sibyakt of Dami, because it would be as if it said together. That's why he needs Oi to separate them. So you see, just from saying Minabakar, Oiminatsoin, it sounds like that they should be together. So here it's the same concept where it says the same midama par, midama sar. So you see that means together. So that means you should mix them together. So why is it saying that you don't mix them together? So actually, Rashi Pirush Hashem, Rashi explains it with it, the love mevav kadarsh, as we were asking him the question, not really from the vav, which that would say, oh, here also has the vav, different should mean together. Elam neshani krabi dibur, it's just from the fact that the pasuk changes its wording. Kedibreichik siv minabahemo minabakar. It said from the animal, from the cattle. Then says in that sign, but like in that sign, Shmaminola are bakar b'tzayin. The fact that they're changing the wording is coming to tell us that you mix them together from the cattle and the flock, and that's why you need that pasuk to say that no, oh, is to separate them. Which I said here, that doesn't seem to be correct, because the loy have a mati lemichtav omin habakar can't be like what Rashi says, because you couldn't have said from the cattle, because the bakar b'tzayin who pierced the minabema, that's explaining what minabema means. Vimkein, and therefore itzuch lemichtav. Min habakar. You had to write min habakar. In other words, that the Torah could not have written Odom ki Yaakov min habehema u min habakar min hatzayin, because bakar and tzayin are types of behema. So for the fact that the Torah writes min habehema, which that's the klal, and then it says the specific to explain what's in the klal, the behema is from min habakar min hatzayin. So you can't write min habehema u min habakar. So therefore it says Tais v'hashna. Now, then again, back. So then you have to, so the Rashi's interpretation is not correct. So again, based on what we said, that the vav is not necessary. So it's as if it's saying that they should be together. So having a minabakum and a tzayin, come midama par midama sar. So therefore, also over there, you don't need the vav. And it's as if it says together. So then, why should be in this hole that you don't mix the blood together if it says minabakum, if it says midama par midama sar? So it says nearly. It seems to be deloy dama. They're not comparable because the iluk sevacha midama par v'hasar had it said from the blood of the bull and the he goat. Oh, then oz have a dama le minabakum and a tzayin. But of umidam hasar, the word midam is extra. Hefsekein l'rabiyanis and according to Rabiyanis has come to separate and say that they're individual. We nominally another purchase says, it seems to me, bin achsiv gabi ben tzayin, it says bin akfasam min ha'izim. O ben oif namik siv min ha'term min ha'yoyuna. But v'hachalik siv oi min ha'tzayin. Here it doesn't say, or from the sheep. Shema minah, oh, that's why it says, it doesn't say oi min ha'tzayin, it says o min ha'tzayin. Shema minah l'arvin, that's why with ear, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yenison, that's coming to mix them together. That's why you need over there oi to separate. And then, in other words, the Gemara in Temura expounds the Vav to say that it's forbidden to sacrifice a Shoshanagach, that Ekor. Because if the Torah would not have written by the Nesachim oi min hatzayin, so we wouldn't have known to expound that. What the Gemara darshan's over there. So now, according to the first and the second Terutzim, we don't learn out really anything from the Vav. So what is the Vav coming to tell us? It's coming to tell us to exclude that of the Nagach, of the Shoshan Nagach. What Tais is saying is, you can't compare when it says over here, Midama Par Midama Sar, to Menachas, where it says, Menabakum Menatzayin, because the truth is, the reason is not because of the Vav, which is unnecessary. Rather, the reason is because it says over there, the parsha over there, it says generally minakvasim minayizim minatrim minayina, and here it doesn't say, it doesn't say oy min hatzayin like it says elsewhere. It rather says minabako min hatzayin without oy. That itself, that change is what tells us to mix them together, unlike over here, and therefore that's why it's different. And here he's going to hold that you don't mix them together.